Alo.
Şahriyar abi bu şarkı döndüm lan.
Effects of Kali Yuga? That's it. Is that the verse about the effects of Kali Yuga? No.
Munayas Sadhu Pristoham Bhavadvir Loka Mangalam Yat Krita Krishna Samprashno Yenatma Suprashidati. Munaya of the sages, Sadhu, this is relevant. Krista, question, aham, yes. Myself.
Sadhu,
Sadhu, this is relevant. That's what it's translated. This is relevant. Maybe a mistake. Munaya of the sages. Sadhu, this is relevant.
Munaya is addressing all these munis.
It's addressing the munis?
Yeah.
Sadhu, the
sages. Yes, Sadhu means very pure. What can be done? You go there and be blessed, become absolute power, and do everything you want. You want absolute power, so you live that way.
Jai Satchinanda.
Then maintaining it. Deeper meaning.
Bhavad be by all of you. Loka, the world. Mangalam, welfare. Yat, because. Krita, made. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Samprashna, relevant question. Yena, by which. Atma, self. Suprashidati, completely pleased. Translation. O sages.
What meaning? Here it is addressed, Sambhavan, and a Sakti, you know, of the world. When we see, we give to them power, very close, let's say. Little learning is dangerous. Our so-called Sanskrit scholar, little learning dangerous. Immediately we become very big scholar, high salary, and bright all night.
Sages,
I have been... They cannot be reliable. They can do more harm. You see the difference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're finding out in the fifth canto, there are words that are so off. The meaning is completely changed. Completely changed. I mean, in the three chapters that we read, Bhakti Prem Maharaj made at least a half a dozen corrections, of serious corrections, that change the meaning.
There's so many mistakes in the numbers, the figures.
Oh yeah, they're all.
So how they can be left? so far this day.
We were teaching Isha Upanishad class to the children. So we took originally the first edition of Prabhupada and the words which the recent edition of the press has brought, many changes were brought. They were trying to make better English, but sometimes to make better English, I think they were making philosophical mistakes also. Because there is no so much need of making so much better English. Your English is sufficient. It is very clear, very simple. We have got over 125 changes. We are changing so many things. We are wondering if this is necessary. I will show you today.
I don't know. Let me let that go. What can be done? How we can be relied on?
It's not the responsibility of the BBT trustee. And you should think that I'm saying without proper sense.
Ramachandra is in that new book. The great rascal is that little Jagannatha. He's behind his last one.
Jagannatha?
Maybe.
Jagannatha.
Huh? Jagannatha. Jagannatha. And the Manda rascal is gone.
Yes, sir. Oh.
This talking, what can I do? That's another baby for you. Danger. Little learning danger. So how to correct? The leader of the danger is Radhavan.
Radhavan?
You're dangerous. To make them be less alone. We all are after strength and all that. Very easy. Very American business, they said. All that. For education,
Your original work that you're doing now, that is edited by Jayadeva. That's the first edit.
He's good.
But then, after they print the books, they're going over. But when they they should not make any changes without consulting Jayadeva.
That's good. Today in our community.
I think we should make
old survey, the old books already printed before printing the next batch. And if there are any mistakes, it should be all corrected. Otherwise, if the scholars find out that there are so many mistakes in the books, then the quality and the depreciation will be reduced. Yes. We find so far that they are appreciating so much Gopal's literature still in the scholarly circles, and we want to maintain that, not to use it.
They see us, you too. It is impossible for me to check. And there is no nothing. Freedom.
I think Sarup Damodar's point that all the books should now be checked before they're reprinted again. And they have to be checked not by some so-called learned Sanskrit man, but by learned devotees. That's why, just like you always favor Jayadvaita because of his Krishna consciousness.
Jayadvaita.
Bhakti Prem, Satsarup is there. Bhakti Prem, you know, the real, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
The real point is that the Sanskrit is often not translated properly in the translation that Nikai and others have done.
You will ask him. He's finding out Guru a job. But killing the belly. That is the letter to me.
What did he do?
To find out some job to fill up the bill. And then he starts. If he doesn't get any job. And he's finding out Guru. Job Guru. That easy journey, original. This life I dream, I came from it.
Imagine he took out the whole part about their going to the moon being childless. Then he deleted the whole section. He said it was not a journey to the moon. So it was a mistake.
Also in the Bhagavatam, when Lord Prabhupada was talking about Lord Buddha, he mentioned that if the followers of Buddha, or Lord Buddha do not close the slaughterhouse, there is no meaning to such a caricature. And that word was very nice. And in the new book, that word is not there anymore. You have changed the word.
The very serious situation. Rama said,
they're working too independently without consulting. Properly.
Sometimes they feel that we can make better English. So they change like that. Just like in the case of Isha Upanishad with over 100 changes. Where's the need? Your words are sufficient. The potency is there. When they change, then it's something else.
That's actually a very dangerous mentality.
Well, what is it going to be in 5 years? Is it going to be a different book?
What do I want to do when I see you?
Well,
you write one letter that why you are not changing. And whom to write to it here? All that stuff are here. Write to Satsuru. This is the position. They are doing anything and everything in their way. The next meeting should be again to the original way.
They should have a board of Satsuru and Jayadanta. Those two men are both in Los Angeles now.
So write them immediately. The Russian editors, they are doing havoc. And they are being maintained by Ramishka. But
sometimes there's a fear that some word will be unpopular. And on account of desire to gain popularity or acceptance, they lessen the strength of the word. They'll change the word and choose a word which is more so-called acceptable. That's the whole thing.
Same thing with Becky Godhead. This process of try to change so many things in order to make it popularized. And doing that is really the philosophy.
Remember when Rameshwar was here, he had mentioned, I heard him say, that in one article, you had denounced the Christians strongly. So he said he left one part out because he was afraid there would be a bad reaction from the Christians in America.
That is
that kind of decision.
That is pushing the chair.
Checking the English, and Bhakti Prem Maharaj has to check all the Sanskrit of all of the books. He's translating now, so as he's translating, he can check. He's going, starting from the first canon.
I think that this is very appropriate, because checking English doesn't have any meaning without checking the Sanskrit, the original.
It was one verse in the fifth canto. It was impossible, from the way they translated it, there was no way that anyone could possibly have understood what the verse meant. I mean, it was made unintelligible by the translation. So we were reading, finally Bhakti Prem says, wait a moment, this
translation is wrong. We have added in an extra statement here that is not there, and it makes it completely not understandable. Then suddenly, when he corrected his Sanskrit, it was easy to understand. It's very clear. I think we just have to be slow but sure. We have to go over all of the books and make sure that they're perfect before they're printed again. Not be in such a rush, print, print, and print all night.
One time I had a strong talk with Rameshwar Maharaj over our article for printing in the Back to Godhead. I didn't want to be printed in the Back to Godhead because they made so many changes. And
you had dared to change your article.
Oh yes, they changed so many things in our article, and it was on the telephone. I was speaking from Atlanta and from Los Angeles, and I told him that this article should not be printed because they made so many changes, and I didn't like that. Then they answered that there's already been all said, and the VBT policy is always to be rushing. It's always VBT policy. Then I told him that if you sacrifice quality on the strength of rushing, then this your business, but that's not my way, so please don't print it. But in any case, they printed anyway, that article. And we all had a bad reaction.
They bring this disaster. They cannot change anything.
So we stopped writing article for Back to Godhead since then. Because...
And now I think with Satsrupta, you won't have that problem of changing one thing. He said that he wrote a letter saying that one of his first things is that he will not change what is given him unless he will not make changes.
If they consult us, even if changing, that's all right. But they just eat it here and there and cut it out certain things that change the whole meaning. And that makes sometimes nonsense instead of making sense.
Around the world, these dangerous things are going on, how to check.
There have to be strong philosophical leaders who can check this, like Satsrupa Jayadeva. They have to also be included in the decisions of the VBT. It can't simply be that management makes decisions.
Without their sanction, maybe. That we all are strange.
One time in that article, they made a change saying that the whole Vaishnava philosophy became Mayavadi in that scientific article. So I told them that you are better than the Vedic literature. So the whole alternative side and became all Mayavadi. So it became all mad. And that is why I strongly told them that shouldn't be the way that you want to think, you have to consult with those who are writers, and at least the article.
But they are doing very freely and dangerous. And this rascal is always after change in the other world. He's a great rascal.
Thank you.
league.
Oh, sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Purport. As it is stated here and before in the Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is to be known. So the questions of the sages of Namaisharanya are proper and just because they pertain to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urge for searching after Him, Lord Krishna. Bhagavad Gita 15, chapter 15, verse. Thus, the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all the Vedic inquiries. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, beasts, and men are all busy in the matter of perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening also, the same birds come back again, become busy with questions and answers. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. The businessman in the market are busy with questions and answers. And so also the lawyers in the court and the students in the schools and colleges. The legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers. And the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they are not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by questions and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father or son, and object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna, we can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-around solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things.
Next
verse?
No, yeah. So, this is the end. That one should know Krishna. And the human life is meant for that purpose. That is the distinction between animal life and human life. That was the next verse. Yato bhakti rajo phale. Find out?
Yes, sir. Savai pung sung paradharmo, yato bhakti rajo phale. Ahoy tuki aprati hata, vihatma supersedate.
So life is divided into two. Body and the soul. Actually, the soul requires satisfaction. Unless the soul approaches adokkhaja, adokkhaja means beyond the sense perception of bodily understanding, there is no perception. In short, let us discuss the next verse.
Translation?
Next verse.
Translation?
No. Next verse.
Achha. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Janayati Asurai Vairagyam, Gyanam Chayarohayipitam.
This perfection can be achieved by direct devotional service to Bhagavan. The next part.
Dharma sanushtita pungshan, disvakshena kathashuya,
Not further yet, Yadi Rati. Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam.
Unless one comes to this position, to understand Basudev, whatever he is doing, occupation and duty, there is waste of time. It is waste of time in this way that the body will change. So whatever he has done in this life, body will change. So it is waste of time. After the change of the body, everything is changed. Don't worry about it.
Dharmasya hi apavargasya narto ritayo pakalpate nartasya dharmakantasya kamo lavaya hi spitaha.
Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Generally, people to religion for improving economic condition. It is going on. They go to the church, oh God, give us our daily bread. And they go to the temple, oh Mother Kali, give me this. Oh Father Shiva, give me this. So they take it for economic development. Dharma. But that is not the purpose. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Dharma should be executed for stopping this material condition. Apavargasya. Pavargasya. This material life is pavargasya. Four means Purishtam, hard level. And four means pain. So hard level that form comes. Four, bow. And still it is baffled. But bow and all is fear. And more means that. The four, bow, bow, bow. The dharma means to stop this papa baba mo.
Upper barga.
This is pa barga. There are five bargas. Pa barga, shua barga, and pa barga. Very scientific. Upper barga. That is the meaning. But these rascals, they have taken to increase the power. It's so many vehicles. The basic principle of dharma is wrong. Dharma is meant for stopping this power and then increasing this power. The next word.
Kamasya nendriya pritya labho jireta yavataha jivasya tattva jignasa narto yascheha karamabihi.
So then question is the, that if you do not get some economic facilities, so how we can live? And that's a prayer. Therefore it is said here, dharmasya hi la. What is that?
Kamasya nendriya pritya labho jireta yavataha.
Kamasya, sense gratification required, but not for sense gratification. It requires only for living comfortably. You try to make the economic development, that is all right. But they have taken simply for sense gratification. I have got one car, there must be another three cars for my children and my wife. This is it. Come. increase. Economic development is required some occupational duty for earning a life. That is allowed. But why more and more? For that they are making scientific research, how to satisfy something. So kamasya na indriya pi. You require some sense gratification, not for the center. But because you have got a bad bargain, this body, just to maintain. Not more than that. And that is varnasram. So there are so many problems they have created. They do not understand. And this civilization are simply gratifying senses. So dangerous. Vihantara Prapti, they created a position by very, very hard labor, and the body is changed. Then so evil. What benefit you get? This life, you make a skyscraper building, 3,000 cars, and next life you become a dog. Then what is your problem? What do you gain?
Zero.
They do not need it. So that change of body is in nature's hand. Karmana adhaiva nature. That is not in your hand. When the body will change, you cannot say, no, I will not change. That is not under your dictation. Is it not simply waste of time?
Yes. Bhagavat says clearly, sarma eva hi kevalam.
These rascals are doing it.
Vedanti tatva vidha tatva yajna.
That's all right. And therefore, the civilization should be the Atharva Brahmaji, I tell simply, to inquire about the absolute truth, and that is simple. Now you can, whatever little you have discussed, you can discuss now, closely. How wrongly the whole civilization is carried on, how risky it is, that will be. But what the materialist has to say in this thing.
They say everything is getting better.
It'll get better.
Well, a few hundred years ago, there was no airplanes, no cars, no facilities.
That's all right, but when you become a dog next life, then what is your gain? You're not going to use this aeroplane. You have to make a rest with this car in the street. What you are going to do that? The Andhra Pradesh. Most authoritative statement. I'm giving the example. Playing us in the Sadhari Kumar. Now you can check his Dhyanta.
They argue that we are getting people to live longer now than they used to live.
After all, you'll have to check. In a false platform, to live longer, is that very great trouble?
Well, as we improve material life.
No, why is it improved? You are going to be a dog, suppose. Where is your improvement?
It's an illusion.
Mm.
We are thinking that we are improving, but actually we are not solving the problems.
You said the other day that if we analyze what the scientists have done, we will see that they've actually done nothing beneficial, no benefit. Whatever they've done has no benefit in some comfort of the body, but what benefit it has.
That's like we have improved. A man is going to die by oxygen, by other, he may live for a few minutes more. Mm-hmm. They say this is improved.
So it's creating more problems.
Actually, when we read from the fifth canto, the facility of life is so much better on other planets anyway. So they can't even begin to imitate that other higher material planets. But to speak of
the spiritual. They do call me do that. They want to go there. After the Garbha Karmakanda, by ritualistic ceremony, they want to be promoted. Urdanga Chanti Satyatva, by improving the Satagun, you can go higher existence.
Would that be considered more intelligent than the gross material?
No, but after I have to die, Kine Punne Puno Matra Rupam. Again, you have to come down.
We have to tell them that we cannot completely negate the scientific advancement. We cannot just simply say that what you are all doing is nonsense. At the same time, we can bring out that, yes, you are doing, making an attempt to find a solution or comfortable situation, but it's not possible, that there must be something beyond. Mm-hmm. It's not enough.
And that is the two of you. That is the first step. There are two kinds of occupational duty. The one is inferior, going down, and other is superior, go back to home.
Satisfaction of the soul, the Prabhupada just mentioned.
Yes.
Is adoksa.
Adoksa, the two bhakti. When you become a devotee, then you go.
That is required.
That is the aim of life. So everything is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then this unfortunate aspect that is starting what can I do. How to stop it.
They will argue, why should we accept that there will be a next life? Why should we accept that if no one...
Rascal, why you are accepting old age? You are a young man. You have to accept, become. Why you are accepting? Rascal? Mm-hmm. Answer this.
Very well.
And then why do talk nonsense? Why shall I accept? You have to accept. Mm-hmm. Nonsense. That is the law of nature. You think you will not become an old man like me? I will not accept. You have to accept. So what is the use of saying like that, foolish rascals?
So they must accept that they
are... They must accept. They have to accept.
Oh, yes.
You are all a young man. Who wants to become an inherited man like me? With three men I have to walk. Nobody wants. But you have to accept. I did not like it. But you have to accept. Compulsory. What is the use of saying, why shall I accept? Are you, why? There is no question of why. You have to. That is the control.
They might argue that there
what
are...
What is the meaning of arguing? I will beat you soon. You have to accept. What is the use of argument?
Like a madman.
Nature will beat you soon. You have to accept.
They'll say, we have seen old men, but we have never seen anyone change their body.
Hmm?
We have seen someone becoming old.
Hmm.
But where have we ever seen someone actually change his body?
This is not change. You are a young man, now you have become old. You have no eyes. You are blind. I was not a young man.
But they will argue, what is the necessary connection?
What is the use of argument? You have to change. You are going to hang. There is no argument. You must be hanged.
Why a dog body? We have seen that you became an old man from a young man, but we never saw a man become a dog.
What? Hmm?
We have seen a young man change to an old man's body, but we have never seen a man become a dog.
Hmm. You do not you leave. You go along with things, you'll see. Change means that is a defect. Change means you have to accept any change. You see or not see. Tatha dehantaram. The body will change. You have got 8 million bodies. It can change to anyone. There is no question of seeing. The suggestion is that you have to change. Now, in which body you are going to change, that you cannot see. See how you claim that I cannot see. That you cannot see. And there will be change. So how the change will take? The karmana, devanakti. By superior administration and by your karma.
Subtle law.
Subtle law. Mm.
Beyond physical laws.
Yeah. No physical laws. Just like one will change into butterfly. You can see?
Science accepts that all these cells in the human body changes completely in 7 years.
Yes.
Every 7 years,
yes.
All change. So change is actually understood.
That change takes place according to your mentality. There are subtle things, psychological. One man is fit, by change he can become a sentient person. One man is sentient person, he becomes a fit. So that change according to three qualities, Purdanga, Shanti, Satya, you cannot ascertain immediately. Because you are changing from Sadagun to Rajagun, Rajagun to Kamagun. So how you can be ascertain? But there will be change. That is it. So we have to take this word, change. You cannot expect what change is. Are you going to be dog or hog or god? That will depend on your what. How you can expect to see that I do not see? But that is not certain. There are 8,400,000 of different types of change of body. But you have to change. Not that you have to become a dog. You can become a demigod. Purdanga change. But change is that. So if change takes place, then where is your position? Whatever you have done,
they will say, we can perceive all the changes during this life. Swamiji, we agree.
And next life, like this life, rascal.
Because the last change at death, the last transmigration to another body, because we cannot see according to our scientific experiment.
When you die, what will you see? Your eyes are taken out. What will you see? You say, I die, then what will you see after that? A dead man has got eyes. Can you see?
And they say, how have you seen that you are telling us what will happen?
You mean by intelligence.
So they will say,
we are accepting everything like that.
So they will say, we accept there is a change of bodies. So then life is simply changing bodies.
Hmm?
There is no more than this. Simply.
No, then stop it of change of body. How you know? You are a rascal, what do you know? You learn it. You are a rascal, what do you know? You become intelligent. Sadhigyanatham sa guru me vavyat. You are a rascal, what do you know? The difficulty is you are a rascal, you want to take the position of a learned. That is the call. You do not accept your position that you are a rascal.
They
must know that every knowledge acquiring process requires certain conditions to be fulfilled in order to understand it. Those conditions have to be acquired, otherwise it's not possible.
That is the difficulty. A rascal is arguing. What is the meaning of his argument? He's a rascal. It has no meaning.
Procrastination.
So, read Bhagavatam very seriously, then your rascal down will go. Lokasya janat, vidyan chakri, tat. All that skills. But they are not in the Bhagavati. Mura nabhi janat, mohita nabhi janat. The difficulty is a rascal is thinking himself as very advanced in knowledge. Very easy.
Trouble with the
scientists. Yeah. Exactly, that is right.
They think that the destiny of man lies in their hands. Sometimes they say like that.
That is right. A rascal can become intelligent. That's good. But without becoming intelligent, a rascal, remaining a rascal, girl, living. Otherwise, there is no hindrance. I may be a rascal, but in future, I may be intelligent by education. By that is not checked. But the difficulty is that he remains a rascal and claims to be intelligent. That is it. That is it. We don't say that because you are a rascal, you shall continue to remain a rascal. No. You become intelligent. Take advantage of intelligent person. But you remain a rascal and came to be intelligent. That is enough. Little learning is dead more. We say that don't remain dust. Tamasi ma. Don't remain in dust. We say the canvas. The Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. That you are a rascal, but don't remain a rascal. Come to the light. Tamasima, Jyotirgama. That is our business. But this rascal, he will remain in rascal now and will claim that I am not. That is it. Take enlightenment. Bhagavad is there. Bhagavad Gita is there. And become intelligent. But don't claim to be intelligent while you are on the rascal platform. That is not good. That is suicide. So very carefully read Bhagavatam. Don't continue to remain rascal. Then life is happy. This is the Western Oxen. They want to remain in the Rascal platform and still the killing. Is it not?
Yes.
This theory that like comes from matter, it is not settled up. Still they are getting Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see?
Big amount of money goes with that then.
Supported by all the federal
another
government.
Another aspect. From the he's a Rascal and he appreciates another Rascal. This is one.
Well, the government is behind this research, NASA. Mm-hmm. And the federal funding government has spent billions of dollars on this research.
Okay. What is the government? Another combination of assets. You have no knowledge.
Beginning to feel
that
there's something wrong.
There must
fall across.
Mm-hmm. That must be. Yeah.
Like there's a physicist in Princeton. His name is Dyson, Freeman Dyson.
That is inquisitive, jigyas. That is a class of men, jigyas. Chaturvidha bhajante vaan, sukritam, pious. Actually, what is it? Truth. Jnani. Two third class, fourth class, and two first class, second class. The first class, second class is Jnani, Jnani, and third class, fourth class are to outside. They approach God. The third class, fourth class, those who are in need of money, are in distress and seeking the favor of Krishna. They are third class, fourth class. And the Jigyasu and Jnani, they are first class. Inquisitive, they want to know the truth, that is first class. The Jigyasu, what is that first class? He is second class. Rata or Thati, he is in need. If he gets some money, then he forgets God. The disease is then finish business. So God will give us our bread. As soon as they get bread, then finish church.
Sometimes people join our movement like that.
Yeah, that is the nature. But there is still pious. Mm. Because they have come to God. Mm. And those who are very, very miscreant, they are any circumstance. They are never dogma. A few years ago,
is a physicist called Schrodinger, a German physicist. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called What Is Life? He's a physicist. And he said life could be understood just by physics. Then this Freeman Dyson, he's a very renowned scientist in Princeton University. He gave a lecture in our University of Emory about a few months ago. And then he was speaking about cosmic manifestations of the universe. Then I asked a question about this Schrodinger's cross, saying that Schrodinger is a very well-known and Nobel Prize-winning physicist. He stated that life could be understood in terms of physics and chemistry. I asked him, what do you think about this frost? Mm-hmm. His answer was, Schrodinger did not know at that time that the physics of modern science, especially quantum physics, cannot be explained without invoking consciousness. That means life is a different entity than normal physics and chemistry. So they are starting to realize, at least to some extent, that life could be a completely different process than was claimed about a few years ago.
Down the hall, they have not come to the platform to know about life.
Jai Shri.
Jai Shri.